Forth and Roebling from the Districts. Von den Districts könnte ich auch fast noch sagen, denn wir sind ja hier in Berlin. Aber die Band kommt aus Pennsylvania und zwei der Bandmitglieder sind jetzt im Studio. Heute Abend könnt ihr diesen Song und viele andere im Lido hören. Da werden sie nämlich ihr zweites Konzert in diesem Jahr geben. Das erste, das war ratzfatz ausverkauft. Und heute ist doch mal ein heißer Termin, den ihr euch merken solltet. Aber erstmal wollen wir die Band kennenlernen. Robbie und Connor sind da. Herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah, I heard you've been here before in February.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talked to a guy called Vinson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how was it?
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Great to have you here. How many people are in the band?
There's four of us.
Four of us. And the rest is doing what right now?
Probably loading into the venue.
Yeah.
Bringing all our guitars and stuff in.
And you arrived yesterday in Berlin, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Coming from where?
Copenhagen.
Ah, aus Kopenhagen. Gerade machen sie so eine kleine Europa-Tour. Stippvisite heute in Berlin. And tomorrow going to?
Vienna.
Ah, really?
Long drive.
Great. But it's like great city hopping. But probably you can't see so much from the cities, right?
Yeah, not too much. Yeah. We saw a bit today. We went to the Ramones Museum. And what else did we see? We went to
the topography of terror. Or
like went to that museum. Yeah. And what else? We last night we stayed right by Checkpoint Charlie.
Uh-huh.
So we're checking that out. Yeah.
You took a photo with the soldiers there?
We took one of them.
You took one of them.
Yeah.
Sehr schön. Sie machen also auch ein bisschen Touristenprogramm und haben sich zum Beispiel das Ramones Museum gestern angeguckt oder die Ausstellung Typografie des Terrors und machen so eine kleine Städtetour und müssen natürlich auch ein bisschen arbeiten und zwar spielen Musik von ihrer aktuellen Platte, von ihrer Debütplatte A Flourish and a Spoil, which came out early this year in the States and as well here in Germany. Was it the same release date all over the world?
Might have been like a day apart, I think. Maybe like the day before or something over here, I think, but pretty much, yeah.
Ja, und es ist so kraftvoll und energiegeladen und sie haben schon so viel Lob bekommen. So people are freaking out in the States, of course here as well, but in the States too, like in Pennsylvania, where you come from.
It's been good, yeah.
All the shows
are really good and people seem into it, so that's exciting, yeah.
Yeah, and when did you finish high school actually? Because die sind nämlich noch ziemlich jung, alle zwischen 19 und 20 Jahre alt. Like, tell us all about it. What did your parents say?
We finished like 2 years ago or so, and our parents are pretty cool with it. They like the music and they're supportive. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's an easy thing.
Yeah.
You didn't have to fight for it because you're playing a long time together, no? 4 or 5 years.
We're all pretty serious about it. So yeah, they just figured might as well, like, I guess save college for later and try out the music thing for a bit.
Why not? It's working out so far very fine.
Yeah.
Ja, genau. Das College kann man sich auch für später noch aufheben. Erst mal ein bisschen Musikkarriere machen und später dann irgendwann nochmal überlegen. But did you have any directions in which you would go when there were studies on the table?
Yeah, I was going to study English.
Mm-hmm. As being a teacher or literature?
Just like literature and stuff. I mean, it's kind of just what I was interested in, but I don't really know what I wanted to do with it. I just kind of was going to study that, yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Probably like the same thing, literature and maybe like film or writing, something like that.
Okay. So where did you record your first album? It's your first album, right?
Kind of. There's about 3 years ago, we put out like a self-release full length and we put out like some EPs and stuff ourselves and then did an EP with Fat Possum. And this is the first one on a label.
Yeah.
But we recorded it in Cannon Falls, Minnesota, which is kind of the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And
it's awesome. Cool.
And who picked Minnesota for recording?
The producer, John Congleton. He just knew of a studio there, so that he liked a lot.
And then you flew over to Minnesota. I read that somewhere some guitars got lost. Yeah. Was that the case there?
We were supposed to have 10 days of recording, but the airline lost all of our guitars. So we got one day short. But we got them the next day, so still 9 days.
Yeah, nice. Then arriving there and then no guitar. That must be a great feeling, I guess. Also in Minnesota, in the middle of nowhere, haben sie gesagt, haben sie ihre erste so richtige eigene Platte aufgenommen und unglücklicherweise hat dann die Fluggesellschaft die ganzen Gitarren irgendwie auf dem Weg verloren und somit kamen sie dann an und wollten dann loslegen und das konnte man ja dann nicht wirklich mit dem richtigen Equipment, aber später war dann alles da. Wir hören ein Stück von der neuen Platte, A Flourish and a Spoil, nämlich Peaches. Heute Abend sind sie im Lido, schreiben wir euch gleich auch noch auf die Gästeliste und dann spielen Robbie und Connor für euch auch noch einen Live-Track jetzt erstmal hier aus der Konserve The Districts bei Flux FM. The Districts mit Peaches bei Flux FM, eine Band aus Pennsylvania, aus Lititz, um genau zu sein. So give us a real hard Pennsylvanian accent.
I guess we have it, like, just our normal voices.
Yeah. Philadelphia has one. It's like, gonna eat a hoagie. Gonna eat a hoagie at Wawa.
What is that? Is that a dog to eat?
It's like a sandwich.
A hoagie?
A hoagie, yeah.
And Wawa, what does that mean?
It's like a gas station type place that sells hoagies.
Really? At Wawa's?
Yeah.
Nice. So you go eat at the hoagie at Wawa's quite often?
I don't.
Not really.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Die wohnen nämlich zusammen. Mittlerweile sind sie nach Philadelphia gezogen und wohnen als Band zusammen in einer Wohnung. Nur ein Bandmitglied ist ein bisschen außerhalb von Philly geblieben und so hängen sie auch immer aufeinander rum und spielen ihre Musik. Vier Blocks weiter, haben sie mir gerade erzählt, ist ihr Aufnahmestudio. But you rehearse four blocks away from your apartment, but you don't record there. It's just for rehearsing.
No, I mean, like, we have, like, a tape machine that we do, like, some demo stuff on, but we don't, like, record serious stuff there. More just, like...
Fans are lining up, like, oh, my God, the Districts are back in their studio. Not yet?
No, I don't think anyone knows where we practice. Yeah. It's a secret.
Yeah, of course, it will stay a secret. I won't tell anyone. What's the street? No. So, you're going to play a song for us, but before that, I wanted to ask you about reading this funny sentence that you have played at gigs, but you had to go home really early because you weren't old enough to stay longer at the venue?
Oh,
yeah, like some venues, since you have to be 21 to drink, and we're all 20, but some venues like kick us out right after we play because
that's stupid.
Yeah, it's really stupid, but
really, but they really do it.
Yeah,
not
a couple,
that many.
A couple venues do.
Like the concert was great, guys, but now you have to go. Bye bye.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man,
well, it depends
that's
on the place.
Yeah. Sehr schön. Und wir freuen uns auf jeden Fall, dass diese Band heute vorbeigekommen ist und für euch spielen wird. Auch die Gitarre ist schon am Anschlag. You're playing a song called Chlorine. Why is it called Chlorine? What is it about? We need more information.
The title's kind of just doesn't have a ton to do with the subject, but I don't know. I like to keep it kind of let people interpret it themselves, I guess, what it means, but I don't want to give too much away, but I'll play it.
Sounds really mysterious. Dann könnt ihr euch einfach euren eigenen Teil denken. Chlor, also Chlorine heißt der nächste Song von The Districts. Danach setzen wir euch auch auf die Gästeliste. Bitte schön.
Something more shout or scream, and I don't need you. And it's such a shame, nobody's feeling it now. It's not that way anymore. And it's such a shame, nobody's feeling it now. It's not that way anymore. So I'm sleeping it away. It's not that way anymore.
The Districts, ein Stück live eingespielt mit dem Namen Chlorine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That sounded great. And
thanks.
Is probably on A Flourish and a Spoil as well.
It is, ja. Yeah.
Natürlich, ihre Debütplatte, die im Frühjahr rausgekommen ist, oder na gut, sagen wir im Winter, denn es war der 6. Februar. Und sie sind mal wieder in Berlin und stellen sie jetzt auf einer ausgedehnten Europatour vor. Heute Abend im Lido. Das wird ein tolles Konzert und ihr seid auch noch mitten dabei, wenn ihr jetzt anruft und euch von uns auf die Gästeliste schreiben lasst. 030-2000-9000. Micky Sitsch geht ran und möchte euch glücklich machen. Vielen lieben Dank, Robbie and Conrad. It was a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for playing this great song and greetings to the rest of the band.
Sounds good. We'll let them know.
Enjoy your European tour.
Thank you.
Inner Tongue mit Fallen Empire in der Morning Show am Nachmittag.